You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network. Attention all theater lovers! This Sunday, April 21st, Broadway Podcast Network is holding the first ever Broadway Podfest, a full day of podcast recordings with some of your favorite Broadway stars, live from the Museum of Broadway, which is right in the heart of Times Square. The day begins at 11 a.m. Eastern and features a full day of programming that you don't want to miss. Visit bpn.fm/podfest to get all the details and register to attend for free. That's bpn.fm/podfest.
The Vietnam War, it's over.
Your job just begun.
A new HBO original limited series.
Welcome to the world of spycraft.
Strap in.
From executive producers Park Chan-wook and Robert Downey Jr.
What are you concealing?
Based on the Pulitzer Prize-winning novel by Viet Thanh Nguyen.
What if I told you that I was a communist spy?
How did you become this?
The Sympathizer, streaming April 14th on Max. Subscription required.
And tonight, we are...
Hello, Queens. How are we? This is episode 3 of the Queen and Podcast. Thank you for coming along. This journey has been pretty good to start off with, and I'm really excited to continue it with you guys this week. So, something that has popped up out of the last week or so with the swing-ins in Australia is what roles apply and how things work when it comes to things like swings and alternates. And that's what I'm going to kind of address today and try to hopefully make it a bit clearer for you guys out there that are confused as to why we haven't seen the swings yet in Australia and why they don't have set roles and that type of thing. So fingers crossed I can make that a little clearer for you in this episode. And as always, guys, if you want to follow along on our journey, my name is Josh Mitchell. I am the creator of Oz Queendom on Facebook and Twitter. And Twitter, that's a new one. I do have Twitter though, so you can definitely follow me on Twitter. But Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, you can find me at Oz Queendom. But as always, guys, we are going to get started, and it wouldn't be an episode without us getting down together. So here we go.
You can't stop me, 'cause I'm the queen of the castle. Get down, you dirty rascal. Get down.
All right, so let's get down. What is a swing? What is an alternate? And what is their role in the show? So for many years, swings and alternates have kind of been a part of theatre. And these are people that are insanely talented and have amazing memories, and not only perform in the show, but perform several roles within the show. These people know different stage entrances, different harmonies, different melodies, different choreography, different partnering, everything. I know people, I'm personally friends with swings on Broadway and swings in other shows that have been in Australia, and just to pick their minds about how intense things are is insane. Like, they can get bored on mid shows, they can do several different roles within one show if someone gets injured, that type of thing. And that is really inspiring for me. Like, these people are insanely talented performers in their own right, but to go in and be like, okay, we're gonna do 6 roles and you're gonna learn all these different things and rah rah rah, it's pretty sick. So that brings us to what has kind of taken path in the last couple of weeks. And I know a lot of the younger fans out there don't quite understand this, and a lot of the older fans as well. A lot of people, when I posted this for the first time, weren't aware of the difference. They thought it was just a kind of locational difference, like we use a different word for alternate, but they are actually 2 completely different roles. So an alternate, from my understanding, is essentially somebody that has set shows within like their contract with the show. So alternates, say in the UK, are set to do so many shows within a week or something like that, and they have a schedule, and that is how it is worked. It's pretty much the main cast have their schedule. They're like, we're not going to do these shows, and the alternates have those shows. So that is where the kind of UK cast sit, and I'm not sure how the Broadway cast are operating. I'm not sure if they're in as swings or alternates. I believe they're alternates, so they probably will do matinees or that type of thing as usual. So Wednesdays, Saturdays, and maybe Sundays, the girls on Broadway will come in. But in Australia, our girls are swings. Now, a swing has the exact same knowledge base as an alternate, except our girls aren't contracted to do so many shows a week. They're not in to cover matinees or cover certain shows. They're in and contracted to cover when somebody is out. So that is why we've only just started seeing Shannon. We've only seen Ella once and we haven't seen Karis yet. It's because they are not set on a roster to do so many shows a week. This is confusing. I get that. I was confused when I first tried to kind of figure it out. But once I got my head around it, it made sense. So, and it was chats with a couple of the cast members and creative teams that helped me understand this. So that's why I thought I'd relay this information to you guys. So hopefully I can help you guys understand why we're not seeing our alternates or swings as constantly as the guys in the UK. It also comes down to the fact that Aussie performers are insanely vigilant and want to push through absolutely everything. So we've gotten what? Only got 2 weeks left in Sydney. So like that in its own right, that we've only seen 1, 2, 3, 4 shows with a swing in is insane in its own right. So props to our girls out there that are doing an insane job, an insanely taxing job as well. Like you guys have to realize, yes, it's only a 75 minute show, but so much energy goes into the show. Like the girls are on probably an hour beforehand, before the show, to like get warmed up, get into costume. They're kind of getting into character. There's a lot that goes into that 75 minutes. And not only that, but coming out, stage dooring, chatting to all you guys after. They're not kind of leaving the theater until like on those late nights, like 10 o'clock, 10:30. So that's a big day, especially when they've got two shows in there. Not as big as some of the other shows where they'll have the 2 p.m. matinee and then the 7 p.m. show. So these are shorter days, but they're still taxing. So taking that into account, it kind of makes sense as to why we have only seen Shannon and Ella in. And I get that we've kind of been made accustomed to thinking that we're going to get alternates all the time. And everybody keeps asking and questioning and being like, when are we seeing you? Do you know when your next show is? The straight up answer, and I believe I can say this, and Ella, Karis, Shannon, if you guys are listening to this and I'm wrong, please pull me up. But the girls don't know when they're going on. So we can badger them all we want. We can ask them 100 times when they're going on. They don't know. They probably won't find out until the night before or an hour before the show, or when they rock up to the theater that day. That is when they'll find out when they're on or not. So it's probably good for us to kind of take this information in, process it, and understand it, because at the end of the day, we are here to support a show. We're here to support the cast. We are here to support everything that's going on. And whether that be the main cast on, a swing on, or whatever it is, the love should be the same. And it's cool to think that randomly one day you could have a cast member that you've never seen before, and that is sick. But planning for certain shows to see certain people is never a good thing. Like I've done that myself. On Broadway, I've planned to see certain performers and they've woken up with a sore throat and they've had to swing out that day. And it can be frustrating, I get that, but also understand what they're going through as performers. Like I'm lucky, my first musical, for example, first musical I ever did, I got sick the week before. I could not talk, let alone sing. And this was my first ever musical. It was Les Mis, so very vocally taxing show. I did not sing for the first week of shows. So I just danced and acted. And that was rough. That was very, very emotionally taxing and mentally taxing on me. So the protection that goes in, especially on a professional tour, the protection that goes into health and vocal health and mental health and that type of thing is very important to make sure on these longer tours where the girls are going to be performing this same show right through until July at this point. Like, they have to stay on top of things. And also outside of this, they're probably auditioning for other things. So they need to be constantly on the upkeep, making sure they're healthy. And that is the big thing. And that is where our swings come into play, to make sure that everybody can stay healthy, because our swings are there to cover these roles. So, all in all, I think what we need to cover off on is that the Australian girls are swings, and that is the main thing. They are here to cover things when things go wrong, or someone gets sick, or there's just a tiredness or something, because that can hit out of nowhere as well. Exhaustion is another thing that can come out of nowhere. So things like this are very important to keep in mind, and it's also very important to keep in mind the roles that our swings play as swings, not alternates, is that they're not going to be on every show. They're not rostered to do certain shows a week, and asking them what shows they're on isn't going to help the situation, because they won't know. So as a queendom, let's think about that. Take that in. That was a lot of babble in 10 minutes, and I'm really sorry for that. I'm hoping you guys picked up on everything I dropped just then. I just needed to kind of get this off my chest, because a lot of people have been asking me about it as well. And there was a solid week there where every day I got a message, when are our swings going on? Do you know what's going on? Do you know who's cast? I don't have that information as much as the girls don't. I find out when Six posts a photo. I don't have any inside scoops. I don't get any information like that. I find out the day or the minute that you guys do as well. So if you guys want the up-to-date information, turn the post notifications on Instagram for Six the Musical AU. And that's going to be your best chance to keeping up to date, because that's how the news gets released. So, on a lighter note, in news this week, we've heard that our Kay Howard, Miss Courtney Monsma, has just been announced as Princess Anna in the Australian tour of Frozen. So congrats to Courtney. We are so excited to see you in Arendelle, and I will be surely being there. I'm so excited. I got to see Frozen on Broadway a couple of weeks ago, and it is a phenomenal production, and I am so excited to see Court step into that role of Anna, and she's going to own it. And that is going to be amazing. We've got the New Zealand announcement that came out of Australia also this week. Things are going nuts. Six is going literally worldwide. So Wellington, you guys know your tickets go on sale this week as well. This podcast is going to be up on Spotify on Monday. So your tickets pre-sale went on sale today. Apple is probably going to be a couple of days behind. So just check your general sale. Make sure you're checking out Ticketmaster. I think it's ticketmaster.com.nz. Don't quote me on that, but I'm pretty sure it is. Type up Six the Musical and you see all the availability for the shows in Wellington. Also, guys, make sure you're keeping an eye out for Melbourne and Adelaide, because they are sneaking up on us, and that is really important that we get on top of that and start selling those amazing shows out. So life is good, and that was exhausting. But hopefully I cleared a couple of things up for you guys this week. I just thought this was something that was going through the queendom, and I was personally getting a lot of messages saying, can you address this, from other fans? So I thought, perfect platform to do it, and hopefully you guys pick up one or two things. So that draws an end to episode 3. Episode 4 and 5 could be a little fun. We're planning a couple of things in the pipeline at the moment, so please stay tuned for all of that, Queens. I'm really excited. Thank you for again joining me on this amazing journey. As I said at the start, you can follow all my socials at OzQueendom. Also, for you guys that are loving Courtney Monsmart and you're a huge stan of her, you can follow all my updates of Frozen at Frozen AU Fans on Facebook and Instagram as well. Quick plug there. But other than that, make sure you guys are subscribing to this podcast. And if you guys want to leave a review, I believe Apple gives you the opportunity to do that. So make sure you're hitting that 5-star if you really like it and dropping a nice review down below. Other than that, Queens, it is time to sign off. And I cannot wait for the next couple of episodes of the Queendom podcast. And I hope you guys can't wait. That was a bit of confusion there. But here we are. If you guys have any topics or anything on your mind that you want me to cover, I can do another couple of quick episodes like this where I can just cover up on my knowledge of theatre and try to give you guys the answers you need. So please drop in to my DMs if you guys have any thoughts you want me to cover on the podcast. But other than that, we have one swing left to go in Australia. We've got a queen that's becoming a princess. We've got an Australian tour that's heading to New Zealand. Broadway has opened. Six is amazing. And that is where we're going to wrap things up this week, Queens. So thank you for joining me on the Queendom podcast. My name is Josh Mitchell from Oz Queendom. And it has been a pleasure talking to you guys this week. See you later.
They say well-behaved women seldom make history. Just ask the Supps. A vibrant and wholly original new musical, Supps celebrates the real women who changed history and their story that is more timely than ever. See the show Variety calls an epic tour de force new musical. Deadline Cheers is a rare Broadway feat and leaves audiences inspired to keep marching. Supps has arrived on Broadway and not a moment too soon. Get your tickets today at suppsmusical.com. If you love Broadway gossip, you are not going to want to miss any episode of this podcast, Singular Sensation, The Triumph of Broadway. Plenty of dramas unfold on stage, but the best dramas unfold backstage. And there were no bigger dramas than behind the scenes of Sunset Boulevard.
So you were being crucified over here, but yeah. Not there.
No. No, because I was turning in a performance that would get standing ovations. Excuse me.
So check out my podcast, Singular Sensation, for all the juicy and gory details of Sunset Boulevard.